What's good? What's good?
Welcome, welcome to my room in Tulum, Quintana Roo, Mexico.
Mexico.
Like if I got some accent or something. I actually do have an accent when I speak Spanish, even though Spanish is my first language that I learned. Since I stopped talking it so much and just speaking English, I lost my Spanish. I mean, I can still speak Spanish. I understand Spanish, but I definitely have an accent. I definitely have an accent, but I like my accent. It's like, why do I want to sound like everybody else? I don't want to sound like everybody else. So it's chill. But that does show that when we don't practice doing something, when we don't frequently continue utilizing something, just like muscles and stuff, you don't use it, you lose it. So that's what happened to me. But I'm in Mexico now, so 111, it's the beginning of me becoming more fluent again. I mean, I'm pretty fluent with Spanish because I understand and I speak it and everything, but some words, I forget some words. I'll get stuck sometimes, maybe from, I notice, it's funny because I noticed that now that I was with my dad, I realized how I speak with him like if I don't know Spanish at all. It's funny. It's so weird. It doesn't flow for me. I speak like if I'm a little girl trying to speak Spanish and I talk to somebody else who didn't know me in my childhood and I'm there like, it's all flowing. It's like if I literally could have been born in Mexico. It's weird. But that also showed me how subconsciously, even though I wasn't conscious of it, subconsciously, I still remembered the energy, or I felt the energy of when I used to be with my dad when I was younger and how I used to speak that back then, where I was still learning and I would get stuck or I didn't know every single word, or a huge disconnect with my Spanish. And even though I'm not in that age anymore and I know more Spanish, it was still as though I was at that young age or that young stage in my life when he was around where I could barely speak Spanish because I was there talking with him the whole time and I could barely speak Spanish at some point. It's weird, it's weird. Okay, however though, I finally made it here to Tulum. Oh my gosh, I finally made it. It was a journey, it was a journey. And I'm being called to kind of share a little bit on my journey getting here. 3, 2, 4. 3, 2, 4, literally. It's like I was going from 3, I had to take a step back to 2, and then I was able to leap forward back to 4. So, okay, so mind you, I booked my flight about a month and a week ish, maybe right around a month in advance. I was looking up what was best if I landed. Well, I wanted to land directly in Tulum. I didn't want to have to take a bus from Cancun to Tulum. I didn't want to get here late. So I booked a flight, pretty much one of the only flights that was available. They didn't have anything midday. They didn't have anything at night. And the other ones that they had like really long layovers. So the best option is what I went with at the time, right? That was the best option I had, which was to leave from Juarez at 6 a.m. and arrive in Monterrey at like 9-ish, something like that. I don't even remember anymore. 9-ish, and then leave from Monterrey to here, Tulum, at 11:10. I remember. I can't remember. I can't forget now that time. To leave Monterrey at 11:10 and arrive here in Tulum at 2:30. So I had that all set, right? And I even had my friend who was ready to pick me up in Tulum with his car, because I ended up adding another checked bag of another suitcase so I can bring a few more things. So I had my carry-on small luggage, I had two bigger luggages, and I even paid extra to give me extra pounds of extra weight. And I also checked in my guitar so that I don't know how to play the guitar. It's funny because I actually taught myself when I was about like 5-ish, 6-ish, something like that. Maybe I was a little older actually. I remember I was in elementary school. I wasn't very old though. I hadn't been here on earth for so long. And I learned happy birthday, I learned a few tunes, a few chords. I remember I took some notes, unnecessary notes actually. I drew out the full page of like, I copied this book of where all the chords came. I don't know, it's funny because I found it not so long ago since I was going through all my things. And I totally forgot. I don't know anything now. I guess, okay, I learned like 3 chords with my friend not that long ago. But so anyway, I want to learn the guitar, so I brought my guitar. So I had everything arranged. I even had told my landlords what time I was going to be arriving. That way they can welcome me and give me keys to my place, pretty much. 6-5, 6-4-5. That's funny, I keep saying that. And everything was all squared away. Everything was perfect, right? Everything was planned out. So fast forward to the actual day of. Oh my gosh, it's crazy too how now I'm thinking of every detail. So fast forward to the day of Saturday, which is, I shared a video of the very last night before I needed to go to sleep. Well, I'm gonna catch you up after that video, which is episode 10. I went to sleep. I think I had maybe like an hour to sleep after it was all said and done and I finally laid down. But of course, my mind was just running and running, and I was even doing some breath work, breathing to just slow my mind down and just focus on my breath and focus on breathing to keep my mind from thinking so much and my mind from running so much. And by the time I know it, I probably was about to snooze off. And then in comes my dad waking me up. Well, he was thinking he was waking me up. I was already awake and it was time to get up. It felt so weird. It felt so weird to go to sleep or intend to go to sleep and then get up like 5 minutes later because it's like, all right, time to start the day. It was weird. And then in the middle of the night, so he woke me up I wish he would have woke me up. He went to call me to start getting ready to leave. I can't remember if it was 1 or if it was 1:30. I feel like it was 1 because I was thinking that we were gonna start getting up and ready like at 1:30, and I think he came at 1. So it all started there. So we got everything ready and we headed to the airport, which was about 3-hour drive from where we were, from Nuevo Casas Grandes. You see how I'm talking with my Spanish? Nuevo Casas Grandes to Juarez. It's about a 3.5-hour drive. So my dad wanted to make sure that we go calmly and chill and not be rushing, especially because the roads have a bunch of potholes out there. So we wanted to go calm, which I'm all with that. I'm definitely all with that. Well, we get there and I believe it was between like 5:15 when we got there, or maybe 5. I remember we were early. I was telling him that probably till 5:30 I didn't have to be there because it's a super small airport. And last time I flew out from there to go to Ciudad de Mexico, Mexico City, I got there an hour before and I was just waiting around. I was just waiting and waiting. So this time I said, no, I'm gonna get there 30 minutes before. So we got there with good timing. I just remember that. And I go, I get my bags checked in, which, okay, let me tell you this. Since I had added 2 extra bags to check in, and I actually needed to add, I added more weight because I was literally, I don't know where all the weight came from. I just had clothes. I brought my my cast iron pan, one of my biggest ones, because that's all I cook with. And I knew that I wasn't going to be able to find one out here. And if I did, it probably would have cost like $1,000. Not really, but I know it's expensive out here. So it's like, I'm not even going to try to struggle to try to find one. And so I brought that. I'm staring at it right now. I brought my beautiful selenite light. I'll go showing it at some point. It's so beautiful. I could not leave it behind. And the rest of the stuff, I mean, I don't know where all the weight just added up. And so I was struggling probably for like a few days, pulling stuff in, pulling stuff out, rearranging, trying to balance out or figure out like, do I really need to take you? Do I really need to take you? Okay, take you out. So it took me a while to try to try to finally be like, okay, take the bag. Good. It's good now. On one of my suitcases, I was over almost 2 kilograms. And on the other suitcase, I was over, I believe, like 4 kilograms, 3 to 4 kilograms. I kept weighing it and weighing it and weighing it. I was a little part of me was almost wanting to worry and think 1, 2, 2, 1, 2, 2, 3. A little part of me was almost worrying, thinking, oh my gosh, what if they try to charge me a whole other luggage? Because I had already informed myself. I had already asked if I'm over just a little bit, what happens? And they said they'll charge a whole new luggage. So I was kind of thinking like, man, what if they go charge me another luggage? Something in my mind was also telling me, I mean, if they charge me another luggage, then they charge me another luggage. Like, that's just what it is. Why am I going to stress over it? Why am I gonna worry about it? And then also another part of me was also saying and feeling that, no, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna get a really cool person. They're not gonna think it's a big deal of me being over just a little bit. And they're gonna be cool and just let it slide. So that was one thing that was kind of a little concern I had with the weight of my luggage. And so we get there, go check in my bag. I talk to the person helping me out to check in. She was cool. And she goes saying, oh, in Spanish, she was like, oh no, your luggage is over the limit. And my dad was there at this point with me too. And he was like, well, what is it? What is it showing? By how much? And so he looks over and he's like, oh, it's just 33. I had a limit of 32. And she was like, oh, okay, yeah, it's just a kilogram. A kilogram. That's fine. And I was like, oh, thank you so much. And then so here goes the next one, which is the more heavier one. And then it's like 34 kilograms point something. And then she's like, I'm going to do the same. It's okay. I was like, oh, yes. Thank you, source. Thank you. So that was good. My bags were good. I was so happy because that was one of my biggest concerns. So we checked in the bag and then we go to get the things I'm gonna actually carry on, my backpack and my carry-on luggage, and Shelby too, because Shelby was gonna come with me on the plane. And I'm thinking I have a bunch of time. Well, because last time also, when I was flying out, both of the times that I had been flying out in Mexico, the planes took forever to fly out, forever, probably like almost an hour to actually fly out. So I was thinking, I'm good, I'm good on time. So there I am going through TSA, and it's really smooth there in Juarez, the TSA. They don't, it's not like other airports, like Ciudad de Mexico, that one was more strict and more tedious. So I'm there, and then next thing I know, right after I get all my stuff from TSA, I go hearing my name on the intercom of the airport saying that they're waiting for me to leave. And I was just like, what? And I hadn't even really looked at my ticket to see the gate number or anything like that. I had just gotten my stuff back from TSA. And I'm hearing my name like three times, and I'm just like freaking out. And then also because they remodeled the Juarez airport a little bit since the last time I was there. So they have elevators now, and I was almost freaking out. Like, oh my gosh, no, don't leave without me, I'm coming. And so there I go. And then they see me when they're, you know, when the last people you go through before you go on to outside for the plane. And they already knew it was me. They were waiting for me. They're like, all right, let's go. And I was literally the last person they were waiting for. The last person. I have no idea where the time went, but I remember that when I sat on the airplane, it was already like 5:55. And I remember that because numerology, I'm very into numerology. And I even took a screenshot because I was like, wow, this 555, it's all the change that I am experiencing right now. And so that worked out beautifully, beautifully. Everybody was already seated, everybody, everything. They already knew where my seat was. That had never happened before, but it was a great feeling to know that the plane didn't leave without me. Like, not more specifically the plane, but in general, where the timing still worked out in my favor, even though I thought I had a lot of time. So literally the plane left few minutes even before 6. As soon as I sat down, they took off. It started rolling away already. I was like, oh my God. Whew. So that was one, right? Get to Monterrey, by the way, since it was such an early flight, I took a tiny little nap. I woke up in the clouds. I woke up literally in the clouds with the sun there, getting closer to this side of the country. Because for me, the sun doesn't rise, or no, it's just, it's more of a distance and it's coming more closer. So it looked amazing. I literally felt like I was in a dream. So, okay, fast forward, I get to Monterrey. As soon as I get to Monterrey and I see we walk into the airport, there's a counter right there. I stop at that counter. I ask and I inform myself, what time is it here? Because I know that there's a bunch of time changes. And the reason I do that too is because one time a few years ago, I missed my flight in Denver when I was flying out from Phoenix to Denver, and there was a layover in Las Vegas. I didn't realize that there was a time change, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is just me, immature. I was, oh my gosh, I'm in Las Vegas and I want to go outside and experience, like I want to just see it even, and I just want to see it. So in my layover from Phoenix to Las Vegas, there I go, I get out of the plane, I get all my stuff, and I go out of the airport. I don't actually don't even remember if I made it out of the airport, to be honest. I might have not even made it out because I don't remember. I don't think I made it out of the airport before I realized, like, wait, there really isn't a layover. It's just the time change. Oh man, so I missed my flight and I did not want the same thing to happen to me again. So I made sure I knew what time it was. I made sure I knew exactly where I need to be waiting, what gate number. I showed her my boarding pass, and my boarding pass said 26. So she was like, right here, you need to wait just right here and they're gonna be calling you. So I was like, all right, perfect. So there I am. It was probably like 2 hour layover. There I am, I'm chilling. I'm just resting because I was tired. Well, resting, sitting down with my eyes open. And I was just waiting for the time to come. And next thing I know, I'm like, what's going on? Why aren't they calling anybody? Why is nobody lining up? Why does the sign here not say Tulum? Why does it not tell me my flight number, ready to board, and how, whatever. There was nothing. And it was already like 10:47. My flight left at 10, at 11:10. And so I was thinking, like, oh mate, is the flight late? Is it delayed? What's going on? So I go and ask again at the counter. The same lady isn't there, but there's like some security guy there. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? I'm waiting. Are they gonna call out for us to board to Tulum? What's going on? So he looks up this thing on his phone, and then he's like, you're in the wrong gate number. It's over there. It's 24. And I was like, I was kind of confused, and I even doubted him because I was like, I told him, I was like, are you sure? Because I already asked, and even my boarding pass says gate 26. Are you sure? He was like, yes, go, hurry before they leave. And I was like, what? What do you mean? So I started freaking out, and there I am, freaking fast walking as fast as I can without tripping. And then on top of that, as I'm walking as fast as I can, my shoe goes hitting the side of my shoe. My luggage goes hitting the side of my shoe, and it freaking tears the side of my shoe. I mean, it's like the design that it tore. So my actual shoe is, it's not like my foot was dragging on the floor or anything like that. But the side of this little thing that it has, this design, it tore it on my grounding shoes, which are, they're special to me. So I was just like, oh my gosh. And I get to this the other end of the airport. It turns out that my gate, on the gate that I was saying that I needed to wait on my boarding pass, was wrong. It was inaccurate. And so I go and I'm like freaking out, and there's a big line, and I go straight to the front and ask this lady, am I supposed to be here? Is this a line to go to Tulum? They sent me over here. Where's 24 or something like that? I need to get to Tulum. Tell me it hasn't left. And so she pulled up her phone again, and she's looking at the same thing the man is saying, and she's like, oh, okay, yeah, come this way, come this way. So she takes me, and then she's still kind of looking, and then she asks this guy to Tulum, and then he's like, oh yeah. And so I'm thinking, okay, it hasn't left, it hasn't left. But I ask her because I need to know, like, tell me it hasn't left. And she's like, no, it hasn't left. You need to go and wait over there. So she points straight and she's like, go and wait over there, and if they're gonna call you from over here. So I was like, okay, they haven't left. Okay, we're good. But something within me just still, something was telling me, no, Cindy, no, go ask someone else. Go make sure, be sure with someone else. So I go and I ask somebody else. I don't know how many people I asked, but it was like four people. And the last time when she told me, go and wait right there, I think she was like the third person actually that I had already asked. No, there was one and then two. Yeah, she was the third. And then so I was waiting there and I was thinking, should I ask these people who are right here, like, are you guys waiting for Tulum too? But I didn't feel their energy didn't draw me towards them. So I just thought, okay, there's nobody at this counter and there's just this one lady. Let me go and ask her and make sure, like, hey, are you gonna call for Tulum right now? Tell me I'm in the right spot. So I go and I'm asking her and she's like, no, they already left. And she was rude. Like, she was rude. She wasn't trying to help me. She wasn't trying to, she was just not trying to even communicate or talk with me at all. She was just, no, they already left. And then she just continued on her computer and, like, she was just ignoring me basically. But I was like telling her, like, what do you mean they already left? Tell me you're kidding. Like, I literally wanted to tell her, like, please tell me you're kidding. This is a joke, right? Okay, this is a joke. Yeah. I felt like I was in a dream that I just didn't want to, I actually wanted to wake up out of it. I was like, no, tell me this is just, it's just a joke right now. I'm still on the plane and I'm just sleeping. Oh my gosh. And she wasn't trying to help me out at all. She was just saying, no. I was asking her, like, what is it that I can do now? Or I was telling her, it's not even 11:10. It's barely 11. How could they have already left? And she said that they fly out probably, they board like 45 minutes before, and then at that time they're already leaving or they have already left. And she was like, you should have been hearing the intercom. They were calling and calling. And I was like, no, I didn't hear anything. And I promise you, I heard absolutely not one word on Tulum, not the entire time on Tulum, not once. And I didn't hear my name. I don't even know if they specifically called my name at this one, but I didn't hear nothing, nothing. And so she was basically, she didn't want to hear it from me. She was just basically like, yeah, you're screwed and there's nothing you can do about it. So I was asking her, like, okay, what can I do? Is there another flight? What do I have to do? And I was telling her, they had me waiting over there, 444. I was literally asking. I asked as soon as I got off the plane. And I've asked like three different people already. And even this last lady told me to wait right here because this is where they were gonna be calling me. From how I feel, I did my best to make sure that that situation did not happen. Even my boarding pass itself was incorrect. So she was just like, no, too bad. You're gonna have to buy another flight. And I was just like, no. I was like, when's the next flight? She's looking, and she was just with an attitude. She was just like, she didn't want to be dealing with me at all. And she looked and she's like, nope, there's nothing until the same time tomorrow. And I was just like, no. And a part of me, my adventurous self, was like, all right, well, I guess I'm gonna check out Monterrey. I guess I'm gonna book a hotel and just experience Monterrey. I'm already here. But another part of me was like, no, I have my landlords waiting for me. I have my friend who's waiting to pick me up. I have my luggage. I have no one, Nova, who are gonna be getting here in 2 days, which was Saturday. They were gonna be arriving on Monday. I was just like, no, like, this is just gonna make, it's just gonna mix up everything that I already had arranged. So I was just like, no, this can't be. I think I was literally saying like, no, no puede ser esto, esto no puede ser, no puede ser. I just couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable for me. And so since she was just not trying to help me at all, In that moment I said, let me speak with the supervisor because I was just so frustrated that I had asked multiple people and they all, two or three of them had told me, wait here. Like, yeah, you're in the right place. Just wait here. And the last lady too had gone telling me, wait over there. They're going to be calling you. Had I not gone up to this last lady who didn't want to help me, I would have been waiting there until, I don't know when, until I would have been like, wait, okay, hold on. It's already 11, whatever. Like, what's going on? So as I'm saying, let me speak to a supervisor, this man's walking up and he's like, I'm the supervisor, what's going on? So I explain everything to him and I tell him from the beginning. As soon as I came off that plane, I came straight to that desk that's right outside the door, and I asked them, I informed them. She told me, wait here. I had been waiting for 2 hours until I just broke everything down to him, right? And so he was understanding, like, okay. And I even showed him my boarding pass. I was like, look, it says 26, it's wrong. I was at the other end and it was supposed to be over here at this end. So he was like, he started looking in to see what he can do. And he's like, no, the only thing I can do for you is get you to Cancun. That's the closest. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And I was thinking like, oh my gosh, Cancun is about an hour and a half away, 2 hours on the bus, 2 hours plus sometimes. And I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, and then I'm gonna have to be carrying my luggage on the bus, carry my luggage out of the bus when I get to Tulum. I was just, all of this was running through my mind so fast. And I was just thinking, like, I already have my friend who's about to be going probably 11, 12, 1, like 2 hours. Like, I needed to let him know. I needed to let my landlords know, like, hey, I'm not going to make it at this time. They had an event that they needed to go to, so they were going to arrange to be here at the time I got here in Tulum at 2:30. So they were already waiting for me, and now it's like, hey, I'm not gonna make it until the evening. So I was just like, I didn't want to accept it, but I was just like, you know what, that's the only option I have right now, switch me. So there he is fast, because the plane was already almost gonna be leaving from Cancun also. So he's there doing everything, and then I'm like, okay, so now I tell him, I'm like, now I have to figure out how I'm gonna get my luggage from Tulum at the airport. And he's like, no, they brought down your luggage because you didn't board. And I was just like, oh my gosh, okay. So he's there tracking down my luggage and calling them to board it onto the Cancun, and switching my flight out. And then finally he tells me, go over there, because they're already about to board. Literally, as soon as I walked up, I was probably like the last one again that walked in. So I wasn't happy, to be completely honest. I was not happy, but within me, something was reminding me and telling me, like, thank goodness I'm not having to be stuck there in Monterrey until the next day, and I'm gonna get to Cancun, and today I'll be in Tulum. Even if it's later, I'm gonna be in Tulum. I'm already getting on a flight. I don't have to wait hours. Straight, like, literally ASAP, I got onto another flight. And this man helped me, like, he helped me. This lady didn't wanna help me. She didn't even wanna hear anything from me. And he helped me get onto another flight quick. So there I am, my torn shoe. And I had called my mom too. I felt like crying because I was just so frustrated. I was very frustrated. I think I was just more so frustrated that I did my best to try to prevent that from happening, and still I was misinformed. My boarding pass was incorrect and I missed my flight. And so I was on my flight and I was just breathing and reminding myself of all the positive that there was to it. And I let it go. I stepped a little bit on there, and there I was in Cancun. So I get to Cancun and I go wait to get my luggage. There I am waiting, looking at all the luggages. I had already found somebody who could help me, because I needed a cart to be able to carry all my luggage. I only had two hands. I couldn't carry them. So we were both waiting. I had explained to him which ones they were. And then next thing you know, the thing shuts and there's no more luggages or suitcases coming out. And I was just like, what is going on? So there I go to talk to the luggage people. And it turns out that they had held my luggage in Monterrey and they still had it there. They kept my luggage there. Oh my gosh, I was trying my best again to not get frustrated and not be like, what the heck? Like, bruh, what gives them the right to keep my luggage when they knew, like, they took it off and they knew to put it on Cancun's flight? Well, I'm there, I'm trying to stay calm. I also was telling my friend. My friend was almost gonna go to Cancun to pick me up, the one who was gonna pick me up in the room. He was like, hey, I'm gonna go. But since I didn't respond to him because I got on the flight right away, I never received his message, so he waited. And so he was still in Tulum by the time I got to Cancun. And I was like, nah, dude, it's cool. I'm gonna get on the Adeo bus. So I'm there arranging and claiming, filing a claim for my luggage. And he's like, we're gonna be able to take it directly to your place. I was like, wait, but I'm in Tulum. I'm gonna be in Tulum. And he's like, yeah, we'll take it directly to your place. Just give me your address. And I was thinking, okay, wait, hold on. How long is it gonna take though? Because I had Shelby's food in that luggage. I have Noah Nova's food in that luggage. They get here on Monday, but I don't know how long, what's the time frame? It's like, no, it should be there tonight. They don't stop working until 3 a.m. So I was like, oh yes, that's perfect. And in my mind, I'm just feeling so grateful to Source, because Source knew I can't carry all my luggage myself. I don't even know if they would have let me take 3 suitcases and a guitar on the Adeo bus. And if they did, I would have had to ask somebody for help to bring down my suitcases and outside while I waited for my friend outside of the bus station in Tulum. So all these things were kind of running through my mind, and when he told me that they could take it directly to my address, I was just like, wow, Source, you're looking out for me not to have to struggle with the weight or any of that. You're gonna just drop it off right at my doorstep. So that worked out beautifully. However, this is the part that sucked a little bit, where finally, I got all that squared away. I go walking out and I go to the Adeo, and then I'm walking out of the Cancun trying to look for Adeo for the bus to buy a ticket. And then this lady, it's like if she read my mind, I even told her. She was like, Adeo? And I was like, yeah. She was like, it's right over there. I was like, you read my mind. And so there I go. And I was thinking, okay, this is good. And then I see this other lady and she's like, Adeo? And I was like, yeah. And I tell her, she asked me where I'm going. I said, Tulum. And she's like, oh, Tulum's already leaving. Or they already left. Or one of those. And she was like, they leave at 3, at 2:50 or something like that. 2:50? It was either 2, yeah, it was like 2:50. And it was 2:53. And I was like, no. I was like, no, can they wait? Can they just wait? Let me just buy a ticket. And then she like tells this other lady, Tulum, she's going to Tulum. And then the other lady's like, okay. So I was thinking, okay, cool, they're gonna wait for me. So there I am. And then I get to the counter and I tell the man, I want a ticket for Tulum, please. And then he's like, okay, it doesn't leave until 5:25. And I was like, what? They just told me that there's this one that's about to leave right now. They told me that it's gonna wait for me. And he's like, no, it's full. I was just like, oh my gosh. And I was trying to even joke with him. And I was like, please, like, I'll go on the roof. Like, just give me a ticket. But he didn't even budge. He didn't even smile. He didn't even laugh or anything. So I was just like, okay. I was like, all right, give me till 5:25 then. What else am I going to do? So there I was waiting in Cancun at the airport for 2 hours. And I was thinking in my mind, had my suitcases not delayed, or I have not had to make a claim, I would have made it to buy a ticket. But I didn't know the hours. I didn't know, that was out of my control. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't have been like, okay, well, let me go buy a ticket really quick. I didn't even know where it was. So I had to wait, finally get on the bus, and the guys on the intercom saying where we're gonna go. They're gonna make a stop in Playa del Carmen, and then they're gonna head to Tulum. And he's like, approximate time is 3 hours. I was like, even this man next to me who travels a lot in Mexico, he's traveled all over Mexico, he was like, 3 hours? I was like, yeah, he said 3 hours, right? Am I tripping? And he's like, no, it should usually take 2 hours, max 2.5 hours, but 3 hours. I was just like, oh my gosh, no, please. But I was just like, all right, you know, What are we gonna do?
So there we are, and yeah, it took a while through Playa del Carmen, I guess because it was busy. It was a Saturday. There was a bunch of traffic. There was a bunch of people walking around everywhere, and it probably took like 45 minutes just there. And then we get there also, and he's like, all right, anybody who wants to get off, we're gonna be here for 10 minutes. I was just like, oh my gosh. But fine, you know, fine. What can I do? So fast forward, I didn't get to Tulum until, what time was it? I think it was like 8:30 at night. 5:25. Yeah, it was like 8:30. Oh my gosh. But it all worked out where the landlords had the broker who I found to split my place from. He came over here and he was waiting for me here to be able to give me the keys and show me the things and give me the breakdown and blah, blah. So my friend picked me up at the ADO and we came here. And then from here, we went to go have some food there's every evening they set up outside on this street for street food. So I had some vegan street food. It was so good. I had gone there before when I was last here, and oh, it tasted so good. I hadn't eaten anything. I didn't want to eat anything either because I knew Shelby hadn't eaten, and I just felt bad not eating with her not eating. So I wasn't trying to be doing that. So I'm hearing some cats fighting outside. And even though I know my Noah and over inside, it still freaked me out a little bit. So finally around like, I don't even know what time, I was finally able to just come and absorb being here, being home finally in Tulum. I went from expecting to arrive at 2:30 in the afternoon, which is the way I like to read time, is 14:30, to make it here at 8:30 at night ish. It was a long, long day. It was a long day. And then since my suitcases were still in Cancun, around like 10, they go calling me and they're asking me for my address, and they're like, yeah, we'll be there at 2 a.m. I was just like, oh my gosh, 2 a.m. Like, oh. So I couldn't go to sleep. As tired as I was, I couldn't go to sleep. And I was waiting. Thankfully, they got here at 1:30 a.m. And yes, I was grateful. I was happy to have received my luggage. Everything came through perfect. I had locks on my luggage. Although on one of them, I didn't lock it because I knew that TSA, in case they had to open it. I knew that it was a TSA approved lock that I had purchased. I got like maybe like 6 of them last time I was traveling. No. Not last time. I didn't have them last time I was traveling. So before I left the US this time, I purchased a bunch of them. And I know I got TSA approved locks. I just didn't want to have any issues. So I put it on as though it's locked, just to kind of make it seem like, okay, it's locked. But when they brought it, they had put their own little wrap thing around it to make sure that I know that they didn't go through it or they weren't stealing anything. And I checked everything and everything was good. So long story short, that was my journey here to Tulum. It was a mission. It was a mission. But let me tell you, once I got here, it felt so good. It felt so good that I continued moving forward. I continued, even though through all of the hiccups, through all of the disruptions, through all of the turbulence, I still made it. I still made it here. And now here I am in my beautiful home.
There's so much I still need to do, but that's also a part of it also, starting from fresh. I wanted to start from fresh. I told them to put a few furniture things in here for me. And I wanted to be able to, I didn't want it fully furnished because I like my own style. I like my own touch. I want it to feel like it's me. This is me. This is my home, my style, I think I already said that, but I don't know how to explain myself, but just, yeah, I put my energy into it. So even though I was already in Cancun on Saturday, I needed to go and get Noah and Nova on Monday because they were flying into Cancun on Monday because there was no flights from the cargo to the Tulum directly. And that's actually one other thing. I'm gonna just touch really short, really small on that. The entire time I was kind of like, oh my gosh, I need to get a car. I need to get a car so that I can go and get Noah, Nova in Cancun. Because obviously I can't put them on the bus. They only accept emotional support animals. Thankfully, Shelby's an emotional support animal too. I think it's more so for her. She's super emotional. So I needed to get a car, and I was trying to see if one of my friends has his roommate rents cars, and I was trying to see if I can rent it from him, but he already had it rented. Literally till the very morning of, I woke up like at 7, and right before I fell asleep, something was telling me, I remembered about this guy who, when I first came to the room, the first time, I rented a scooter from him, and I was also almost gonna rent a car from him. So that's why I knew he had also cars, and I had totally forgot about him. And so that night when I was going to sleep, he came into my mind, and I wasn't gonna be messaging him so late. So I just figured, okay, when I wake up, I'm gonna message him and see if he has a car. Cause every other place I was asking, rent it, everything all out. And they only had big, massive vehicles. I don't need a big vehicle. So I woke up in the morning, not in the morning. I don't like to say morning because I don't mourn anything. I woke up in the AM and I messaged him ASAP and I asked him if he had a vehicle. And yeah, he did have a vehicle. He just sent me the picture of it and I asked him, okay, blah, 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 blah. Can you bring it to me by 8? And got everything squared away. So that morning of, it wasn't too late. Nothing ever comes too late. Right when I needed the vehicle, I found one. I got one. And I was able to go and pick Noah and Nova up in Cancun. It was a beautiful drive. Oh my gosh, so beautiful, so green. I'm gonna be making some videos of the drive that I took there. Going through Puerto Morelos, I thought I was in Cancun, and I was like, you would never think this is in Cancun. No, it wasn't Cancun, it was Puerto Morelos. So I was there, I went to Chedraui there, I went to Vianney to find, needed to find some blankets, because again, I'm starting from fresh. Puerto Morelos was pretty. It's nice to see how everything has its own unique thing. I also stopped in, Playa del Carmen, which I had not been to before, just driven through from the bus. But I actually drove through Playa del Carmen and went to the Walmart there, which is really nice. They have like underground parking and the Walmart is nice. It's nice. And then I went to go get some food. While I was waiting for some food, they were like 15-20 minutes. I was just like, oh, okay, I'll wait. But I decided to take a walk. And the only reason I'm like, oh my gosh, it's because I hadn't eaten for all day either. This was probably already, it was around when the sun was already setting. So it was, what time was it? Maybe it was like 7 actually. So I decided to go take a walk and just explore and enjoy instead of just sitting there waiting for 15-20 minutes. So I go, I'm there taking a walk through Playa del Carmen, and I go finding the beach. I was like, oh my gosh, water just draws me to it. It is beautiful. It is so beautiful. And I actually ended up seeing where you take the port to go to Isla Mujeres. No. Where you take the port to go to, oh my gosh, I'm not remembering right now, but it's where you can go snorkeling and everything. You take a little ferry. What is it called? Cozumel. Yeah, Cozumel. So I was able to see where you go because I want to go doing that. And I have a DJI Action Cam 4, so I want to go underwater and take some cool videos. And yeah, so it was awesome to see where I ended up unintentionally, just because I decided to explore and to just take advantage and utilize my time in a cool way that fulfills me. So that was my day on Monday, which was the 9th, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, which was the 9th. And after it was cool too, because as soon as I got back home, for some reason, my friend's messages hadn't gone through from earlier. And I guess since I hit Wi-Fi here at home, his messages came through from earlier. And he had just messaged me also. And he was like, hey, what's up? What are you doing? Come through. We're having a cookout here on the rooftop. Just a few friends. And I was like, all right, sure. I mean, I just got here. But I needed to eat. I took my food to go, which was not the smartest, but I didn't want to have to stop here again in Tulum at some place. And I figured, I'm in Playa del Carmen, let me try something different. I'll be in Tulum, I'll be able to try everything there close, but I wanted to try something different. So I took my food to go, and I just told him like, well, I just got home, I'm gonna eat really quick and then I'll head out. So yeah, I was eating quick, and I enjoyed myself. And then I left, and such a beautiful rooftop, such good vibes. Also, there was really cool people. Why is everything going away right now in my mind? They were all Argentinian. And it's also cool because they gave me some great tips for my drone business. To work smarter, not harder. Some cool little tips. One of them did, and another one, she wants me to teach her English. So I even got a little student for English. We already set everything up. And so I'm gonna be teaching English to her also. And it's like, wow, all these things that just align when we decide to take advantage of opportunities, take advantage of, I could have said no and be like, nah, I'm too tired, I'm just gonna stay here. But something told me like, just go in and have fun and just enjoy it even for a little bit. And I did. I was even telling my dad, because he called me when I had gone home, and I was like, yeah, I'm already getting ready to leave again. He was like, where are you going? And so I told him, and then I told him, I'm gonna be yes man. Like, I'm not gonna decline things. Obviously in a wise way, I'm not gonna say yes to everything, but I'm gonna use my intuition to know where to go and to know where not to go. And in this case, it's like, good vibes, chill people, good company. I trust my friend and who he hangs out with, so I knew it was gonna be some good energy. And especially if he's inviting me, I know he's very mindful of my energy and protects my energy too. And so for him to have invited me, I was like, okay, it should be some good space, good energy. And it was, everyone was really cool. There was only a handful of us too, so it's not like a big crowd. I'm not a big crowd type of person. But because I said yes, all of that came up where I was able to make some new friends. I was able to take some good tips. And I got a little student also for some English classes. So it's just beautiful how everything always is working out. Everything is always working out. And even though things didn't plan out for me to get here when I thought I was gonna get here, it still worked out for me to get here as I was meant to get here. For some reason, I wasn't meant to get here early, For some reason, I wasn't meant to land directly into Loom. For some reason. Yes, it took me longer. Yes, I was more tired. Yes, whatever. But at the end of the day, everything is always working out as it's meant to. Even if we can't fully understand it, even if we can't see every single thing that we're protected from. But the way that I think and the way that I feel and how I believe is that redirection is my protection. So if something gets redirected or rearranged, it's because it's for my own good. It's protecting me from something. It's realigning me into something better. It's attracting something else to come into my existence that's actually meant for me, that's actually for my highest good, for a betterment of me feeling good. And since I always trust and believe that, and I hold faith to that truly, deeply, fully, everything, it helps me receive things differently in a lighter way when my plans get rearranged, when little hiccups like this happen. It helps me feel more at peace and at ease and receive it more lightly, where, yeah, I might fuss. Yeah, I am a very emotional person. I cried a little bit when this happened to me with my flight, but then I let it go and I just reminded myself that everything is always working out for me and I'm always protected regardless. I was protected to not have to be stuck in Monterrey for another day or whatever it is. So those are my stories of getting here to Tulum. There's going to be so much more that I'm going to continue sharing. This is the beginning of a lot more things that I'll be expressing and sharing and showing, and I'll be uploading different videos of my travels, my adventures. I'm going to upload my adventure of going to Cancun, going through Playa del Carmen, and running into the beach, and my scooter cruises, boat ride cruises, whatever it is. I'm gonna just include a bunch of cool stuff. So thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for chilling. Thanks for vibing. And to so many more. I think it's cool how my place is gonna come together. Right now I'm just against the window because there's nothing on the walls. I'm gonna set up my little podcast station, but also be mobile. I wanna go into the jungle and I'll make a video, you know, go to the beach and make a video. I wanna show different things, so it's not just gonna be one place. I like switching things up. I like making things exciting and different. I like different. I can't do one thing multiple times. It's like, I'll do it one time and then maybe one, two, three times. By the time we get to 10, I'm over it. So I like switching things up. 3553. Oh no, it was 3535. All right, I'm gonna go and chill. Actually, not really. I'm gonna go and start putting some stuff away. I put some stuff away. I'm gonna put more stuff away and organize more stuff, 555, and continue changing and arranging different things here in my home, making it a complete home. So, till next time on The Love Solution, where love is the root of our existence. I am Cindy De Usa, your host. Just kidding. Not really. I'm just Cindy De Usa. I'm just here to be your friend, just to be whatever, just somebody popping up on the screen here. Alrighty, for sure, till next time, much love, much peace, laters.